have staff here for the pulled item. We can do it in 5 minutes or less.
So we have a lot of people here for the this time certain. Can we do the first time certain and then shift to that?
Up to the mayor.
Is that acceptable? Very good. Let's do item 1322. Please call it.
2017 Steve Lowenstein Trust Award.
Commissioner Fish.
Mayor, before I begin, I'd like to welcome our honored guests today, a dear friend and former Steve Lowenstein Board Chair Michelle Harper and current Board Chair Joe Hertzberg. Michelle, are you going to bring all four? Yeah. And they're going to bring two honored guests forward.
While we get situated, I'll fill this silence by saying, along with lots of City Hall stories, one of my favorite memories of Vera Katz is, as a neighbor, she was the first person I ever saw who followed her dog with a plastic bag and picked up its poop, and I thought she was absolutely nuts.
Great story. So, Mayor, colleagues, this prestigious award is named for attorney, author, and civil rights activist Steve Lowenstein. Steve was the founding director of Oregon Legal Services. He was a Peace Corps volunteer. He was an advocate for social justice. He also worked in this building as the chief of staff to former Commissioner Mike Lindbergh. Steve wrote that the recipient of the Trust Award, quote, shall be that person or persons who demonstrated the greatest contribution to assisting the poor and the underprivileged in the city of Portland, Oregon. Today, the board has selected two great and deeply respected leaders in our community, and I'll turn it over to the board chair.
Thanks. I'm Joe Hertzberg. I'm the current chair of the Lowenstein Trust Board, and Michelle Harper, who's next to me, I thought was chair for life, but somehow she was able to pass the baton to me. Nick's given a summary of Steve's life, which really was almost like fiction. I mean, he started working in the Kennedy administration as a young lawyer in the early days of the War on Poverty, worked with the Ford Foundation in Ethiopia and Chile, founded Oregon Legal Services and the Oregon Law Foundation, and wrote the definitive history of Jews in Oregon. He was Mike Lindbergh's chief of staff for 6 years, and he was part of a generation of leaders that shaped this city. Vera Katz was one of them. Mike was certainly one of them, along with people like Charles Jordan, Neil Goldschmidt, Bud Clark. They all knew and trusted Steve as a straight shooter, a consensus builder, and a passionate advocate for the disadvantaged. More than 25 years after his death, his influence is still felt here. I think every one of you has people in senior leadership positions in your bureaus that consider Steve to be a mentor and a role model. This is the 26th time that we've come to City Council to make this award, and it's the most humbling thing that I do every year, because we solicit nominations and learn about people who are making unbelievable contributions to this city, most of them unsung. Our two honorees today join a distinguished and select group of local heroes. I just want to see, I think that a couple of them may be here today, along with board members of the Trust, if they could stand up and just...
Mariah.
David. And I want to say the one person...
We're going to do a photograph afterwards.
Yeah. The one person who is both a past honoree and a member of the board had to leave for an emergency. Mark Jolin received the Steve Lowenstein Award a few years ago and has been on the board for some time. Michelle is going to tell you about this year's honorees.
Good morning. Michelle Harper, past board chair of Steve Lowenstein Trust. Thank you so much, Mayor and City Council. It is a great honor to present these two gentlemen to you this morning. This is the best of Portland, to be able to celebrate with you this morning that Reverend Dr. T. Allen Bethel and Reverend Dr. Leroy Haynes to bring you these nominees this morning. They were nominated by Faye Birch and Dr. Carmen Thompson, and also Senator Avril Gordley that put together a pretty compelling nomination for them to give them this award. We're honoring two extraordinary and unconventional leaders who just happen to be best friends. Individually, they have achieved remarkable things that are just overwhelming. But together, they are a very powerful force to be reckoned with. They have moved mountains in many areas of social justice. Their faith drives their compassion and opens their heart to help many, many people. In their presence, you cannot help but come away with and not be changed by their wisdom and their experience. It causes you to examine yourself and be moved to action. I'd like to introduce these gentlemen to you today. Reverend Dr. Leroy Haynes, place of birth, Beaumont, Texas, has a daughter and grandchild. Bachelor's degree with honors from the University of North Texas in Denton, master's degree of theology with honors in social ethics from Southern Methodist University, Dallas, Texas, and the Perkins School of Theology. Doctor of Ministry from Texas Christian University and Bright Theological Seminary in Fort Worth, Texas. Postdoctoral studies at Boston University and Pastoral Excellence Program, Boston, Massachusetts. And he just happens to be my pastor that I'm proud of. His career, chaplain and professor of religion at Southern University of New Orleans, Louisiana. Dean of and chapel of professor of religion in Texas College in Tyler, Texas. Pastoral experience serving as senior pastor in Beaumont, Texas, Fort Worth, Tulsa, Oklahoma, and the Christian Methodist Episcopal Church. Presently serves as a senior pastor at Allen Temple CME Church and presiding elder for the states of Oregon, Washington, and Alaska. Emeritus president for the North Portland Bible College and Evangelical Christian College in Portland, as well as past chair of Ecumenical Ministries of Oregon. Dr. Bethel. Has served as senior pastor at Maranatha for more than 23 years, having served in churches and bosses in Kansas City. He attended Bay Ridge Christian College and received a BA of Theology from Kansas City College and Master's of Religion from South Hamilton. Dr. Bethel serves as the National Association of Church of God in West Middle Texas, Pennsylvania, the longtime executive, 14 years as secretary and treasurer, currently as the chairman of Leadership of Ministry. He's also the president of the Albina Ministerial Alliance, along with Dr. Haynes. And so what I will say to you today about these two gentlemen that have done such an amazing amount, body of work that has shaped the fabric of our city, whether it is police reform, social justice, housing, feeding the homeless, clothing, finding people jobs. You know, the foundation of the African American church has been the place where we go, where we've had our rights denied. So the church, African American church, has always been the foundation of everything that we need to survive. And that continues today. So even though these leaders have extraordinary organizations that they lead, they still have it in their hearts to be leaders for the city and for the state in more ways than can be counted. The current police reforms that are now underway and being discussed are as a result of these two gentlemen. There are so many, I could give you a laundry list of the number of things that they have accomplished. That is just extraordinary. It gives me a great honor and pleasure to bring these two before you this morning. In the challenging times that we live in right now, where some people are feeling rather hopeless, the best thing I can tell you, if I believed you with something, is that they are the light. They are the light, and they're leading us the way we should go. At this time, I would turn it over to Dr. Bethel and Dr. Haynes.
For the record, I'm Dr. T. Allen Bethel, Senior Pastor of Maranatha Church, Portland, Oregon. To Mayor and all of our commissioners and to the Lowenstein Trust, it is indeed a pleasure and an honor to receive such a recognition today for something that I do almost naturally. I was born January 31st. I won't give you the year. About 8-something at night in a segregated hospital in Columbia, South Carolina. It's now known as the Richland Memorial Hospital, where my aunt was the first African-American or colored nurse to be in that particular hospital. Raised in the rural section of that capital city on a dirt road, with many instances and experiences of segregation. To be able to rise through and go to a segregated high school and then eventually into a desegregated high school and graduate, to be the only second of my family to graduate from high school, to go on and be the only one in my family of siblings to attend college and to graduate and to go to where I am today. This little country boy has come off those dirty dirt roads, gone many places, seen many things. But above all, I must go back and I just want to refer to two songs that would just sum up where and I believe what is my life and why I am doing the things that I have done to support the people in Portland and any place that I have been to make the fabric of life better for us all. A charge to keep I have, a God to glorify, a calling to fulfill. I do believe that there is a calling upon my life, a calling upon my life to serve God with everything that I have. And a part of that serving is to serve that people and mankind will be able to walk around free, not only in a spiritual sense, but to have the freedom of life to live in the city free, clear, safe, as brothers and sisters together. And secondly, I would conclude that what I am trying to do, as I said earlier this week, is to just quote this other little song, just a part of it. If I can help somebody as I travel along this way, if I can help somebody with a song or a word, then my living shall not be in vain. So all of what I'm trying to do is to help somebody to have a better life as I travel along this world. Travel along this road. Put your hand in my hand, and together we can. Thank you so much again for such a prestigious honor. Thank you.
Dr. Haynes, try to beat that.
To our illustrious mayor and distinguished members of this great city council, the City of Roses, Commissioner Fish, Commissioner Fritz, and Commissioner Udaly, I am the very Dr. Leroy Haynes, Jr. I am deeply honored and humbled to be the recipient of the Steve Lowstein Trust Award. This award and many of its past recipients represent a commitment to the service of humanity, this city, and the idea of freedom, justice, and equality. At an early age, at the age of 13, my pastor was Dr. Martin Luther King, lieutenant in Southeast Texas for the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. I became a son of the freedom movement at the age of 13, going to jail every other 2 weeks to break down the walls of segregation in our city. Experienced our church being bombed by the Ku Klux Klan because of our church being the headquarters. It was at that age, as a teenager, I made a commitment to the movement for humanity of freedom, justice, and equality and democracy in our country. That has led me into SCLC and SNCC, and eventually into the ministry itself. I, like many others, I stand on the shoulders of the many that have died with their blood, sweat, and tears in the civil rights movement to make this nation a greater nation, to bring out the best of humanity in our nation. And I am delighted and have been delighted to be a part of this city, and that it was actually Mayor Cass that engaged me into city government and politics in my coming here and nurtured me, and I serve as one of her counselors. But we have a great city here, and we're committed to bringing the best out of Portland and to building the best. Mayor Cass was one of those leaders that if it didn't work, she was going to fix it. If it meant getting a new chief, a new policy, or whatever the need, she was going to keep fixing it until it got done. In that same spirit, we want the best for our city. We want to create a model city for our nation, a model police department, a model housing, a model health care, a model city that will speak to the humanity of our citizen. And in the words of the late Dr. Martin Luther King, we desire to create the beloved community, a community where people will feel human, that where they'll feel free, that they'll feel just, that they'll feel equal, and that they will feel inclusive. This is my life legacy and my commitment to this city and to humanity. Thank you.
Reverend Dr. Leroy Haynes for service to the poor and underprivileged for the city of Portland the year 2017.
Hooray. And mine says exactly the same thing to Reverend Dr. T. Allen Bethel. The Steve Lowenstein Award is presented to Reverend Dr. T. Allen Bethel for service to the poor and underprivileged in the city of Portland, 2017. And these do come with a check as well.
So just to put a finer point on that, it's $7,500 shared by both gentlemen. Now, before we go, could all the other recipients that are here please stand?
Yeah.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you. Thank you for what you've done for me as well as what you've done for our city, because you took and live for and work for justice, not only in police reform, but in so many other areas of people's lives and in ways that matter. And you are both rare in that you speak the words for justice and the truth and things that can hurt a lot because they are true. And yet in a way that is inspiring and makes me want to do better, makes me want to find out what needs to be fixed in, as you mentioned, Doctor. And also, you bring the words of beauty and of peace and of inspiration in always respecting the institutions, respecting people's right to be heard, in some ways respecting people's right to not necessarily have understood everything right away, and yet you persist. And so thank you for what you've done for me and for our city. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dr. Haynes, Dr. Bethel, it's been a pleasure to get to know both of you and an honor to get to work with you on some of our shared issues and values. And I also deeply appreciate the perspective you bring, especially in moments where I'm feeling tired and discouraged and like this road has been too long, because you've been on it a little bit longer than me, and you just both give me hope and inspiration, and congratulations, and thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just want to do a special shout out to Michelle and Joe and the whole Lowenstein Trust Board. This is a true labor of love, and it's really become one of the favorite and cherished events here at Council every year to honor the life and legacy of Steve Lowenstein through people in our community making a difference today. Two quick comments. Dr. Bethel, you cited a psalm. My dad, just before he died, asked that the words of that psalm be placed on his tombstone. And so the words that are inscribed are, "If I can help somebody, then my life shall not be in vain." And those are words to live by, and thank you for that. And then, Dr. Haynes, yes. Thank you for saying we're a great city. I think we have allowed a toxic environment at the national level to undermine our confidence as a city. Yes. And we're not going to make the kind of progress that you've challenged us to make unless we truly believe we can be a model and a great city, yes. Worthy of what you have set out as the marker. So let us aspire to be a great city. And let's reject the negativity that has become, I think, the standard and the norm in our culture. Thank you both. It's an honor to call you brothers and friends.
Thank you.
Well, I'll chime in as well. Reverend Drs. Bethel and Haynes, I can't tell you how important your leadership has been and in helping my administration getting its footing under it. We came in, obviously, with the DOJ settlement agreement. And both of you gentlemen have rolled up your sleeves and gotten down into the nitty-gritty of that. And I appreciate your patience and your leadership and the time commitment that both of you have put into that process. And I always feel when I'm hearing you speak that there's a refrain between the lines in what you're saying. And that refrain that I hear is a very optimistic refrain. And it's one that calls on us to achieve something greater and be something bigger than our own selves, or even to not be mired down in these times or think about just the short-term issues that we're confronting. We've had our disagreements on the minutiae of the settlement agreement, but I always keep coming back to the reality that we have two incredible giant leaders in the both of you here in this community. And I think it's great that the two of you are friends. I always think of you together. And you come as a pair. And there's a little part of me, and maybe this is the part of me I shouldn't speak of, that always wonders, what were you guys like when you were young? I bet you were a couple of troublemakers, weren't you? And now I look at you, and I think all of us are inspired by the many, many years of leadership that you've given us. And you know, here's to many, many more. I hope we come back again and again and again and have these conversations. So thank you both, and congratulations, gentlemen. And thank you to everybody who's been involved with the Lowenstein Foundation for making this possible. And it's really important, as Commissioner Fish just alluded to, for us to take a deep breath every once in a while and to pause and to be grateful for what we have in this community and who we have in this community. And gentlemen, you represent the very best of who and what we have in this community. So thank you, and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, colleagues.